This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination, according to a delegate count by the Associated Press. Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention when he will be formally nominated. Trump's last remaining challengers dropped out of the race in early May. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his words, rattled by Donald Trump. Speaking in North Dakota, Trump says he doesn't mind.
When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Trump has made controversial statements about Hispanic immigrants and Muslims. He has also called for withdrawing U.S. forces from Japan and North and South Korea and arming those countries with nuclear weapons to counter the threat from North Korea. The Chinese government is warning leaders of the Group of Seven countries to avoid worsening tensions that have arisen over conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea. Foreign Minister Wang Yi Thursday called on G7 nations to adopt what he called fair and impartial positions and avoid double standards. Pakistan is accusing the United States of scuttling its efforts to facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Pakistani Foreign Policy Chief Sartaj Aziz told a news conference in Islamabad Thursday that Mullah Mansur, the Taliban leader killed by a U.S. drone strike, was not blocking the peace process. President Obama said Mansour had rejected efforts to seriously engage in peace talks. This is VOA News. 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. The Libyan Coast Guard reported 4 bodies found floating in the Mediterranean Sea along with 2 empty boats, suggesting that more people drowned. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France Thursday for a one-day nationwide strike protesting a government labor reform proposal. The proposal would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers and weakens the power of labor unions. Protesters in Paris clashed with police as several thousand people shouting anti-government slogans marched through Paris Thursday, demanding that the government reverse the bill. At least 11 of France's 58 nuclear power plants were hit with unplanned outages when workers joined the strikes. A new report from the World Health Organization says nearly 1,000 healthcare workers have been killed and more than 1,500 wounded in 19 countries. Lisa Schlein has more.
This first effort to consolidate and analyze data on attacks on healthcare in emergency settings around the world sheds light on the severity and frequency of the problem. The report says Syria had the most reported attacks on healthcare each year. Syria is followed by the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, Ukraine, and Central African Republic in the rankings of the 19 countries surveyed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time this year, following a report that the oversupply of oil is easy. In the United States, Microsoft Corporation and Facebook have agreed to build an undersea cable across the Atlantic Ocean to meet the growing demand for high-speed online and cloud services. Microsoft and Facebook announced the move Thursday, saying the cable will stretch from Virginia to Spain. From Spain, the cable would connect to hubs in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and other parts of Europe. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations across the country Thursday. 2 people are believed to have been killed in the city of Goma. A protest near Parliament in Kinshasa was organized by a group of opposition parties that accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to stall elections until he can change the Constitution to allow him to seek a third term. The Constitutional Court ruled earlier this month that Mr. Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.